What up, chicken heads? This is episode 34 of Saudio Boo. And this is something that I've had on my mind all day yesterday. And it's like $5, but I'm really pissed about it. So I don't know if I said it a few episodes ago, but I sold my Wii. No, I didn't say this. I sold my Wii to somebody in Baltimore over Twitter, which is fine. It was a fine deal. Very nice person. Dropped off all the stuff, no problems. And I had asked her if she wanted New Super Mario Bros. Wii, which is it's a good game. It's just I didn't beat it. I didn't care to because I don't care. I just don't play video games that much. And I decided to sell it to her, and she didn't get back to me for a few weeks, which is fine. And then I decided I was going to sell it through Amazon. Like, any games that she didn't buy off of me, I was going to trade in through Amazon. Now, if you haven't ever traded your games in through Amazon, it's awesome. It really is. They give you pretty good prices for them. Like, first-party Nintendo games are going to get generally at least $25. It's really just a simple process. You select every game that you want to trade in. It tells you how much they're going to give you for it. It has to be in, you know, working condition, of course, and no visible scratches and all that stuff. And I keep my games all in their cases all the time, since I just collect them, really. Actually, most of my games aren't even opened. None of my PSP games, because I don't own a PSP, are opened. I had Metroid Prime 3 Corruption. I never opened that. I have a few games that are probably a good dozen or so games that are just not open. They still have the shrink wrap on, and I don't know if I'll ever play them. Mass Effect 2 is probably the most recent one. And that's not to say that I have no interest in it. It's just that I have a lot of other video games to get to, and Mass Effect 2 is very low on my list right now. Especially considering, like, Dragon Age, which I've kind of stopped playing already, is, what, 90 hours long? So by the time I get to Mass Effect 1, Mass Effect 4 will probably already be out. So there's that. And what else? So I was going to trade in Super Mario Bros. Wii, which Amazon was going to give me $26.25 for, which it's Amazon cash. It's not just video game promo cash, which sometimes they do. Sometimes when you buy, like, you know, Call of Duty Black Ops, if you pre-ordered it, they would give you $20 or $25, something like that, in video game bucks, which means the next time you buy a video game, it'll apply to that. But this is Amazon cash, and you can buy anything on Amazon, which is why it's the best fucking marketplace on the internet. And I buy a lot of my food there, and not, like, fresh food. I've bought, like, weird obscure food and weird salad dressings on there. So $26.25, and I should have done that. God damn it. I saw it was $26.25, but then I was like, ooh, I should email that girl to see if she wants to buy Super Mario Brothers off of me. So I email her, and we had agreed on $25, which is fine, you know, because, you know, she was cool, and I just needed to just unload my games in my system on her. So she sent the $25 through PayPal, and I forgot PayPal, A, takes a fee from you, so which made it, you know, $24, whatever. That's another dollar, no big deal. But then I have to fucking mail it to her, which is like another $2.50 or $3. So I'm really only making $22, maybe $20 off the deal, which, you know, whatever. It's not that big a deal. It's $6 I'm quote-unquote losing. But it's been festering. Like, I've just been really pissed about it that I made such a stupid decision. I could have made another $6, but whatever. I have like $130 in Amazon cash right now, just because I traded in a bunch of video games and some other circumstances. But I have no idea what I want to buy with that. Like, Marvel vs. Capcom 3 is coming out in a few months. But I think that's really all that's on my radar right now. I do want to get a shuffleboard. I don't know if I've mentioned that on here. A shuffleboard, tabletop shuffleboard, like the stuff that you see at a bar. I want to get one of those because a pool table would, it would fit in my basement, but I don't know if you could bring the cues all the way back to play. It's a pretty big basement. It's an empty room right now. I have way too many rooms in my house because I moved from a condo to a single house, so it's really twice the size. And I'm moving all of my, I've already said this before, I'm sure, but I'm going to tell you again, because fuck you. I'm moving my office upstairs to downstairs, because the room downstairs is bigger, and why the fuck not? I'm bringing my Super Nintendo, Dreamcast, GameCube, which I need to buy a new GameCube, which are only $30 used or refurbished from GameStop. But if you buy them on Amazon, they're like $130. I think people think they're rare or something. I don't know why. It's like everybody thought the Dreamcast was rare like a few years after it died, and that's not true at all. These systems are not rare, just like the Atari, it's not rare. Even though non-video gamers try to make the Atari out like it's rare, I don't get it. Like, I've seen it on Pawn Stars and all these other auction reality TV shows, and those shows are fantastic. I don't like reality TV shows, but those kind of like based on real life ones are pretty awesome. But they're not rare, and if you're a video gamer, you know that. I mean, an Atari is probably worth like $250 at the most now. It's not that bad. When I get all my video games set up, I intend to, A, for GameCube, play Animal Crossing, because I've just had just the stupid hankering to play it. So there's that. Dreamcast, I want to play through Shenmue again, which is a great game. It's boring as shit. The first disc is boring, period. There's no arguing that. It's like 4 hours of just walking around. And here's the thing, if you're not versed in Japanese names or just Japanese, some Japanese, the game is not going to make very much sense. It's going to be like, hey, go talk to, Yoshihiro, and you're like, I don't know who that is. They all look like they all could have that name. Who, you know, it's just, it's not a very simple game to navigate. And I picked two very menial games there, two very monotonous games there that I want to play. Also, I want to pick up, finally beat Persona 3, hopefully, and start Persona 4, which people say is a fantastic game. Also, I want to start the Devil Summoner series. Actually pick up my DS again, because there's a game called 999, which is what, 9 people, 9 doors, 9 hours, I think it's called. 999. I think it's by Axis, which they translate like really weird, obscure Japanese games to America, and they don't have very many out. That is on DS, and I want to play that. But and the demo is out online. You can play a Flash demo of it. And actually, I've downloaded the game already for my R4 because I like to not pay for my video games. But I haven't. I played like 5 minutes of it, and it froze a few times. And I was just like, "Fuck it, I'll probably just buy it." And you know what? I could buy that with my Amazon cash, I guess. But video games. I'm gonna try to bring them more back into my life, just because one, they are fun, and two, people like talking about them. Like I said in yesterday's episode, I don't really like talking video games for the most part, but, you know, if you're a rational person, which people on forums are not, I don't even know why I go to forums. If you guys are on forums, sorry. I don't get all of those, I don't get forums, I don't get, like, 4chan or 2chan, I don't even know what it is. I just know that a lot of internet memes that I don't know come from there. Like, I only, like, people keep saying, like, I have this jacket that's a Rilakkuma from Japan. It's a mascot. It's a cute little bear who, it's a cartoon bear who, I guess now is a cell phone mascot. But people are like, oh, pedo bear. I'm like, I don't even know what the fuck that is. And they're like, come on. I'm like, no, I don't know what it is. I'm sorry, I'm not, you know, hooked to the internet. I don't care that much. And in, firstly, let me just say, I hate internet memes. I really do. I think they're stupid. Like, some of them are funny or clever, but for the most part, I hate internet culture for the most part because it's obnoxious, and you would never have heard of the word meme, M-E-M-E, without, you know, without the internet. Well, that's kind of a stupid way of saying it, but nobody used the word meme before stupid shit like that came out, before, like, Days on Days and, you know, Dancing Baby, all that stupid bullshit. Still, I'm sure most of the people who say that word don't even know what a meme is. It's properly used, it's just that you would not have known that word. And I hate all the little abbreviations, the lols and the raffles and the WTFs and all that stuff. I will never, ever use that shit because I'm an adult. That's how I feel about it. So I hate the internet. How about that? Let's just leave it at that. Yeah, hoping to get back into video games. I'm never going to pick up a PS3, so that's just the thing. And it's not because I don't like the PS3 or the games on it. It's a lot of money. That's a lot of money for something I'm not going to play. When, you know, pretty much everything that's on the PS3 is also that I want to play is also on the Xbox 360, which I do have. I'll just play it on there. No big deal. I haven't checked my responses yet again to what I was talking about yesterday on the forum on YouTube, or on YouTube comments about the Xbox 360 $5 a month argument being stupid. I checked it. Actually, I did check it yesterday, but I haven't checked it since. Some dude's like, he said something about, actually, I can't even remember. But the point is, like, the people think that I don't agree with them. They're like, well, why would you want to pay $5? Well, I don't want to pay anything. They're like, this stuff should be free. And, yeah, I guess. But not really, because if you're getting a better service, then you should be paying for it. That's just how, you know, free market works. Children don't get that. So anyway, yeah, hoping to make this video game room, I guess. My PC's gonna be down there, and I'm going to watch me some porn while I play video games, but that's not really any different from any other day. But my Xbox is going to stay downstairs because I have a hacked one and I have a real one. I have a legit one. My legit one will stay downstairs where you know, I keep my TV. I need to get a new TV. It doesn't need to be anything special, but I need to get a new TV so that I can play video games in my room. Shit, I totally forgot about that. Nothing crazy, just like a 30, 32-inch. That's really it. That's it. Twitter.com/TwinkieBeyond, audioboo.fm/TwinkieBeyond. Catch you dick riders later.